As far as this question about OpenSSL and Tor, I think that we mostly have solved the problem. This is a slightly technical point, but we've been removing Tor relays from the Tor network and notifying the directory operators and specifically the people that run relays to remove and to pass their system and to rotate their certificates. It's pretty terrible that this bug was out there, and it tells us something, which is that monoculture is death. So if you'd like to help to promote more free software and a diversity of free software, that could really help. If you're a programmer and you want to help us make it so that Tor users have a choice between different TLS stacks, that's a lot of work. It's an incredible amount of work, and we could use your help to make that happen. There are implementations of Tor that were not vulnerable to that, such as ORCID, the Java Tor. So I don't think it's the end of the world, and there are many versions of Tor, such as the one shipping in Tails, the live CD that helps people to be anonymous online without any configuration, that they were not vulnerable also. But the relays themselves, many of them were vulnerable. So it is important, I think, if you run a relay to upgrade it, and if you don't run a relay, you should consider doing that now. We can use your help.
Okay.